He wants the world to punish Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will go before the UN Security Council this morning, asking for more help to stop the invasion.
Russia deserves it now. Terrorists have no right to hold nuclear weapons. No right.
Zelensky addressing world leaders at the General Assembly. President Biden told them Russia cannot be allowed to carve up Ukraine. Today, he'll meet at the UN with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
National security and dealing with Iran are likely to be top of mind for the two world leaders, as the partnership has been key in the Middle East. There has been some criticism, particularly from congressional Democrats, over Netanyahu's actions to overhaul the country's legal system. That includes weakening Israel's Supreme Court and giving more power to other parts of the government.
Fox's Ryan Schmell. Six Palestinians are dead after Israeli raids targeting militants in the West Bank and unrest in Gaza. Attorney General Merrick Garland faces a lot of questions from Republicans this morning at a House Judiciary Committee meeting. They allege the Justice Department has been weaponized against conservatives. Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox he wants more info on the Hunter Biden IRS investigation.
We've had whistleblowers come in and testify that their investigation was hindered.
Republicans have an impeachment inquiry probing President Biden's alleged role in his son's overseas business dealings.
But in a document I obtained this week, Garland defended the department and touted its efforts to protect democracy and crack down on crime. But he does not make any mention of the Hunter Biden investigation and potential Biden family corruption in that document.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Congress has 11 days left to work out some sort of budget.
It's critically important to the American people is for the government not to shut down.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, but Democrats control the Senate and are unlikely to agree to spending cuts House Republicans are considering that may not even pass the House. Some conservatives oppose short-term funding. America's listening to Fox News.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Well, the UN Security Council hears today from Ukraine's president demanding Russia be punished for its invasion. Russian leader Vladimir Putin met today with the Chinese foreign minister, and Putin accepted an invite to go to China again next month. There is another conflict that has flared up in Eastern Europe.
Azerbaijan has been pounding Nagorno-Karabakh for 2 days in what it calls an anti-terrorist operation against the ethnic Armenian enclave. Now, news reports from neighbouring Armenia say a ceasefire agreement has been reached. Russian peacekeepers, stationed there since 2020, are being credited with brokering the deal. It'll reportedly see Armenian military units withdraw and local forces disarm. The Prime Minister of Armenia has accused the Azeris of ethnic cleansing. There are claims of nearly 100 deaths. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A white supremacist has worked out a plea deal over threats related to another white supremacist's murder trial in Pittsburgh.
Hardy Lloyd could spend more than 6 years in federal prison for targeting jurors and witnesses in the Pittsburgh Tree of Life synagogue shooting trial. On Tuesday, Lloyd, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, pleaded guilty to taking aim at prosecutors, witnesses, victims, and jurors in the trial of Robert Bowers, who was given the death penalty last month for carrying out the massacre that left 11 dead in 2018. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that Lloyd ran a website that called for violence against the city's Jewish community and threatened to expose and dox jurors. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve meets again today as inflation rises back up, but
the central bank is expected to hold interest rates steady at their current 5.25% to 5.5% level, a step consistent with the Fed's shift to a slower and more considered pace of rate increases. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell will deliver new economic projections and signal whether rates could be increased at one of the remaining two Fed meetings of the year.
That's Hillary Barsky. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An investigation continues after a family of four found dead in Romeoville, Illinois. Police say Roberto Roland and Zoraida Bartolome, their two kids and three dogs, discovered shot to death Sunday night inside a home at the 500 block of Concord Avenue. The discovery made after a member of the family didn't show up to work. Illinoisans who own firearms that can't be sold in the state will be allowed to keep them. Illinois State Police filed an emergency rule with the Secretary of State to implement the Protect Illinois Communities Act, which regulates the sale and distribution of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and switches in Illinois. Act went into effect in January. Illinois offering free car seat checks for parents and caregivers this week. The Department of Transportation encouraging parents and caregivers to have their child safety seats checked to make sure they meet certain safety standards and installed correctly. There will be 92 car seat check events throughout the state this week. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. Good morning. Good morning, Diane DC.
Hi.
I am Stevie J. We're into Wednesday. This is September 20. Weather brought to you by Busey. For over 150 years, it's been Busey, member FDIC. Our meteorologist Greg Solier joins us now. See if you farmers out there doing a little harvesting.
It's true.
Yep.
Yeah, excellent. And that should continue on with a pretty decent pace around here. If you're ready to go, if you're not quite there, then the usual calculations, folks tend to kind of keep an eye on temperatures. Daytime to nighttime, you can calculate what we call growing degree day units. That's usually a trip off when you're ready to go. You're watching leaf color changes and leaf dropping going on with soybean fields. And obviously the turning of corn plants from bottom to top around here. That's the right way to go from top to bottom. That means you've got a problem going on one way or another. And then you do a test run to see how much moisture content is in the corn, and then later on in the beans for bin storage issues. And all that goes into this weather pattern, which is very much favorable for all of that. And then some with any organized rains again this morning up north and northwest of Chicago. Some flooding there. A little bit of rain from central and southern Missouri back in the areas of the southeastern plains. We'll get into some of that around here late in the weekend, early next week. And so once again, Mother Nature building a little break time for folks in the harvest and backyard scene around here. And there'll ought to be maybe a half to an inch, maybe even an inch and a quarter worth of rain spread over about 3 or 4 days beginning on Sunday. 53 now, Willard in Savoy, 55 at Rantoul, and over at Danville, 57 Bloomington Normal. Forecast high for the day today. Another great one. We'll actually top the 80-degree mark over much of the area at 82 with a partly to mostly sunny sky, southeast to south winds, increasing clouds, 60 tonight, partly sunny, 83 tomorrow, 85 on a south wind and a mostly sunny Friday. The old equinox in here on Saturday, pre-dawn hours. Who cares? It's a partly cloudy, warm football high of 84 degrees and up near 80 with a couple of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Better odds for Monday, winding down on Tuesday with highs much of next week, well into the 70s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Now she's headed to Capitol Hill to save the country. It's
yes.
Nicolee Ambrose. How are you?
Oh, Stevie J, I'm good. Are you not allowed to play crickets to welcome me if I'll be on Capitol Hill?
Well, I like mentioning you're the last Republican in Maryland.
Right.
And, what kind of goes with that is Nicolee doesn't get invited to anything. I mean, it's like, hello, can I come over for the party?
There's that.
Yeah, they're all wearing blue sweaters and you're wearing your red, so.
Yeah, like, but then they say, how do I get to a Republican presidential debate? And I say, be a Republican.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. But then again, they don't want to go anyway, so, you know.
No, they do. They seriously do. Yeah, we're more fun. Republicans are more fun. I hate
Have you been to a Democratic? I love dogs.
Oh, look.
Kind of doggies
dogs are chiming
do.
In.
Hold on, don't tell me. That sounded like a golden.
They are big dogs. I apologize. My dogs are saying hello. Not on Capitol Hill yet, obviously.
What kind of dogs? Yeah, I love dogs.
You know, I got a Portuguese water dog before the Obamas got them.
Oh.
And then they had health issues. So now I have a dog called a Boovie. It's a big, big, fluffy black dog.
They shed?
No, well, wow. They have hair.
I know,
yeah.
But don't they shed all over the house?
No, because they have hair, so you have to give them haircuts, and then they're like hypoallergenic, but they're big, which is what I wanted.
Well,
big.
I could hear the big. Yeah. Big. Okay, we'll ring the doorbell again. I'd like to hear. No, okay. Okay, so it's Nicolee going to Washington. What are you doing on Capitol Hill today?
Well, we are hanging out with some of our congressional families as this wonderful, very exciting budget battle is going hot and heavy. You know, I God bless the Freedom Caucus members who got together with the Main Street members and actually agreed on something with these 8% cuts to everything that wasn't defense and veteran spending. And I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised, especially that some of the Freedom Caucus members went against Scott Perry, their chairman of the Freedom Caucus, and Byron Donald to vote against this, because this is just an opening salvo, right? Because whatever the House passes is going to the Senate. Chuck Schumer saying, oh, whatever they pass, it's dead on arrival.
Yeah.
So then it has to go to conference and they have to hammer it out. And then the White House is saying, well, if it has any of the Republican priorities in, we're going to veto it. So, you know, House has to get their first volley over to the Senate.
Well, I mean, is government going to shut down in a week and a half, or what's up?
So here's the thing, right? So here, both chambers are totally out of recess. They're on recess in August. D.C. is totally dead in August. And then they schedule 3 weeks to come back and get all this done. Silly, right? Not enough. Maybe that's one of the reasons why this is always such a disaster. And they pass these ridiculous omnibus spending bills, which I think are bad news. It is truly better, hasn't happened in forever, when you actually have an actual appropriations bill for each different area. But what we're looking at is, typically, if they can't get things negotiated, they pass an actual continuing resolution, which is not yet on the table. And that is where they would say, we're going to take Nancy Pelosi's 2022 budget with all the Democrats' priorities from when the Democrats controlled everything, and we're going to continue that exact level of funding with no changes for, you know, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever. Obviously, with Republicans in control of the House, since the House of Representatives is supposed to control the purse strings, supposed to be the origination source for all these revenue bills, you would hope this is the only aspect where Republicans have leverage that they'd get some Republican priorities in. So yesterday did not go well. There are several more days. So let's hope they get something that, you know, there were some really good things in that stopgap measure with an 8% reduction. That's huge in terms of government funding.
Usually there's like a built-in 5% raise on everything. And then if you make a 3% raise, it's a cut. Right. I mean, let me just ask you that. If you were in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and there was a boat called the Kevin McCarthy, would you get in it?
So I have to tell you right now, I appreciate what he's doing. I think a lot of people had problems with his negotiations with Biden, which, by the way, if nothing passes in a few months' time, it institutes basically 1% cuts to everything and moves everything forward. So, right, we should be able to do 1% better than 1%, ideally. But most of all, we should get things funded. Like, guess what? If Republicans want the border wall funded, then, and Senate Democrats want Ukraine funded, why not say, for every dollar you spend on Ukraine, we're getting a dollar to secure our own border? You know, why can't we start to win some of these messaging wars?
They don't want a wall. their policy is open. Why would they want to close it?
That's not the policy. It is, but if they want Ukraine, if that's the hill they're going to die on, let's get them to give something Republicans want.
Yeah. It's Nikkoli Ambrose, whose microphones were clearly audible for her last Republican meeting in Baltimore. Yeah, that was it. And she had to bring her own snacks.
Oh, man, you are rough. Well, you always ask what my social media is. Check out how fun life is as a Republican, even in Maryland, at Nikkoli USA on Facebook or at Nikkoli Ambrose on X.
Okay, so you're going to go into the swamp. You're not of the swamp.
Well, and what do you wear now that John Fetterman is breaking out the gym shorts and hoodies? You know, are we loosening up the dress code there or what?
And Nikkoli is not loosening up. And Nikkoli is a woman who wears dresses or cute, colorful suits to D.C. So those are my fashion options. I will keep it together, even though John Fetterman is single-handedly trying to lower the level of civilization.
Right.
Okay, well, there's that. So you're just a day trip and then back home.
Then on to a congressional debate tonight, and eventually I'll get back home. What a fun, busy day.
Thank you for all you're trying to do when most of us go, ew. Anyway, we appreciate you diving in and helping and trying and all that, Nicolee Ambrose. One more time for how to connect with you.
Okay, Facebook at Nicolee USA and Instagram and Twitter at Nicolee Ambrose.
Always a pleasure, Nicolee. Good luck today.
Great chatting. Thanks.
All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Milwaukee came out on top 7-3 yesterday. We've got a 6:45 start here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Gordon, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals just couldn't carry over from the momentum of Adam Wainwright's 200th career win on Monday night. And the Brewers won 7-3 last night.
Early on, Drew Rahm looked good in the game. First time through the lineup, he was pretty sharp. But then a series of doubles in a row in the fourth inning by Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a first-place team, and they played like it last night.
And the win went to Colin Ray, who went 4 2/3 innings. The loss to Rahm, and Rahm falls to 1-3 in his young career with the Cardinals.
Cardinals just couldn't get anything going after the early runs. The first innings, the Cardinals actually came out swinging. Looked like it might be their day, but it wasn't.
Well, the Cardinals tonight will go with Zach Thompson. He's 5-6. Adrian Hauser, 6-4, will pitch for Milwaukee. We're on the air at 5:50. 6:35, Ricky Horton will have the lineups. Now bring you the first pitch at 6:45. A note of interest, Richie Palacios hit his fifth home run last night, but the Brewers won it 7-3.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs win 14-1 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's a 6:40 start over on US 105.9 as that series continues. Alexander Canario's grand slam.
The 1-2. Canario hits one in the air. Deep left center field. Way back. This will go. Grand slam.
Yeah, good crowd at Wrigley last night, to be sure. Big win for the Cubbies. Every game that they win now is big.
Right. Now, with the Brewers winning yesterday, I think they have a 6-game lead in Central.
Yeah, it's all about the wild card now.
Gotcha.
It's over for the Central. It's now about the wild card race, and I think the Cubs are the third position as we speak this morning. Cincinnati lost, so the Cubs gained a full game. They were tied with Cincinnati. So, you know, it's right there. Just play Pittsburgh, beat Pittsburgh. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Nationals over the Chicago White Sox. That final was 4-3. They've got a 12:05 start today. L.A. Angels star Shohei Ohtani with the elbow surgery this week. So that was a report. As far as our Illini, Big Ten play begins with Illinois volleyball. The team heads to Bloomington, Indiana for a match against the Hoosiers. So, of course, we've got Florida Atlantic. We're giving away tickets when we head to Pia's after 3 on Friday.
Hello again, everyone. That's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Warm, late summer weather continues on to the foreseeable future and in the longer ranges as well, at least through the rest of the month and perhaps even the very beginning part of October around here, with temperatures at or well above seasonal expectations, including today. We'll top out around 82 under a mostly sunny sky. Any organized rain up north of the Kankakee and west of the Illinois. Again, for the day-to-day, southeast to south breezes, overnight lows tonight, either side of 60, with increasing cloudiness for the day tomorrow, sun and clouds, southeast winds, and a high near 83. Down to the lower 60s tomorrow night, more unseasonably warm weather for the day Friday and Saturday too, 85 on Friday, 84 kickoff time Saturday afternoon. That'll be the first day of fall, would you believe? Then a couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday and Monday, lingering chance on Tuesday, dry the middle and late parts of next week. Daytime temperatures between 75 and 80, that's a few degrees above average still. Overnight readings 55 to 60 for Steve.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. UC Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Economists are expecting the Federal Reserve to hold interest rates steady at its meeting today, but leave open the option for more increases later. As the Fed decides today on its course of action to deal with inflation here, the United Kingdom is finally seeing some progress in fighting inflation there, especially for food, hotels, and recreation. Prices were expected to rise. The UK Consumer Price Index moderated in August to 6.7%. The Bank of England meets tomorrow. Boeing shares are higher after the company raised its forecast for long-term demand from China. Boeing now believes the number of commercial airliners in China will more than double over the next 20 years. Today, Klaviyo, a marketing software firm, launches its stock. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Did you know the Anita Purvis Nature Center is a home for live animals? Stop by the Nature Center. View the turtles, owls, snakes, and salamanders. These were orphaned or injured animals who wouldn't be able to survive in the wild, but they help educate the public at the Nature Center. Sponsor an educational animal for as little as $15 a month. And make sure that animal has good food, housing, and medical care. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Call the roofing company that is family-owned and operated, licensed, insured, and bonded. We offer excellent customer service and make our customer needs our top priority. Roof Doctors has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. It's easy to see why we have hundreds of very happy customers. Call us today for your free estimate or to discuss your upcoming project at 328-7529 or visit roofdoctorsco.com. That is 328-7529 or roofdoctorsco.com.
Ed Martin, Brother Johnny coming up because it's Wednesday. ESPN 93.5, middle of the week, September 20, getting ready for Florida Atlantic. We're a 13-point favorite. Their starting quarterback is out. Got to win this one. Go to 2-2 is the goal, and then off we go into the Big Ten West, which to me looks like flip a coin. Most of the weekends should be super competitive. There's no hammer in the West. Even Iowa's not a hammer. They're going to get beat at Penn State, I think.
Okay. Band day for those going. There's lots of bands that are going to be around, and lots of fans come along with that, so make sure you're getting in there early. And if you do decide an hour early, it's only $3 for a lot of the drinks and treats you can get.
Hot dogs.
Some of the vendors.
Yeah, and nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want tickets for free, go find Diana Pia's on Friday.
That's right.
Live broadcast 3 to 5.
And the jerseys and the t-shirts and koozies and hats that we hand out. It's a blast.
No, you go there, you're going to have a high likelihood of winning something.
Exactly.
All right, it's ESPN 93.5. Today's Stever. This is a program where I, Stevie J, just happily hand you my money. You will never find this deal, maybe anywhere in the world, today. If you need an appliance, I'm sending you to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You get $500 off a minimum spend of $1,000. It's going to be very easy to spend $1,000 on anything like that today. So, you're needing a freezer, a refrigerator, a microwave,
dishwasher,
whatever it is. You will never find this anywhere. $500 of my money goes toward your $1,000 minimum spend. And if you've been thinking, man, I really didn't have $1,200, but if $500 makes it $700.
Yeah,
so anyway, if this can help you, you text in Dick Van Dyke or DVD to 217-359-2255. 217-359-2255. You want to be considered. I'll do a couple of these today.
So it's the founder's name, but it's not the actor.
No. It has nothing to do with the actor Dick Van Dyke from Danville.
Right.
There was actually another Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay.
So it's unusual. But, I always thought it was the actor, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you're interested, again, they're on North Neal as you get right before you go up the overpass.
1510 North Neal Street.
Yeah. And then you can go buy what you really need. You can go online at ghoststever.com. I got it up there, too, if that's easier later if you're driving.
All the major brands, Frigidaire and Whirlpool and GE and Samsung. And, boy, they've got a lot of great items.
And if you want the fancy schmancy, real cool stuff, as you walk into the store, turn right.
Okay.
Yeah. You at least go look at it. You say, I can't pay $18,000. Okay. Then go left.
Okay, gotcha.
And more of the normal price.
All righty.
Well, they got the fancy schmancy stuff in there,
well,
too.
Well, yeah. I mean, the crisper drawers and the...
What's a crisper drawer?
I mean, it keeps your vegetables at a perfect temperature, so they're fresher, longer. I want that.
Yeah, I know. No, it'd be a nice thing. So go to Dick Van Dyke. $500 off, a minimum spend of $1,000. If you want to be considered, text me or go to ghoststever.com. Okay, so the UN speech from Joe Biden yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that with Ed and Johnny.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Was there a gaffe again?
I could find 10 men at Windsor Savoy that would sound better today.
Okay.
I could walk in, grab the first 10 I found. He's 80, man.
Yeah, and we all know this chapter's coming. And, you know, and I've certainly went through a rough chapter with my mother-in-law.
Well, it's aging. And it's just, can this man be? There's just no way Joe Biden's going to be the candidate. I'm sorry. There's no chance. And then we let Iran get up there. Their president started dissing America right in New York City, man. It's my turf. It's the U.N.
Right.
Remember the guy? Who was the guy that went there when George W. was there? And said he smelled sulfur because the devil is here. I mean, was that one Noriega? Who was that guy? Venezuela guy? Anyway, it's the UN is,
But Benjamin Netanyahu, a visit with him today, and then the president of Brazil, too, I think, on the agenda.
A little easier when it's in New York than overseas. All right, so we'll get into that and more. Cubby's got to keep winning. US 105.9, 5 after 6 is when we go to the pregame. Every game huge. There are 5 teams involved in this 3-team race. Cubs are there right now, but they're half a game ahead of Miami. That's Skip Schumacher's team. And just a game ahead of Cincinnati. Every game is crucial. And the Cubs are fortunate to play teams they should beat this week. And then next week they go to Atlanta and Milwaukee. But they'll all be resting for the playoffs. It's always a little awkward when you're Atlanta and Milwaukee, you're in the playoffs, and you're supposed to really compete because it's important, but you're going to rest your guys because your goal now is the playoffs and to be ready to go. But then the other teams are going, well, you ought to play your best teams because you got to try and win. Yeah, I know, but they're ready for the playoffs, and they're going to do what's best for the playoffs versus the chance for Miami to get in or Cincinnati or anybody else. So
that Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez who said that, well, it was on September 20th, 2006.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the anniversary of that. 2000, he smelled sulfur.
Right, and said the devil was president.
It was awful.
President
George W. Bush. People were kind of chuckling and laughing. I said, that's not funny.
Right.
Okay, so I talked to Tim Onstop, my friend at Gale Ferrex Trucking and Dedicated Diesel. They sell Dixie Chopper. And I've been running this commercial. I'm going to play it in a second. And 5 of those mowers have jumped off the shelf.
I'm telling you, it's a great price.
No, they're just they're not turning down offers. If you are a commercial guy or just want a fantastic...
You need to upgrade.
You got to look at this, man. I'm telling you. Hey, folks. Fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower. Dixie Chopper at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products, and complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There could be a showdown at the United Nations this morning when Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky takes part in a Security Council meeting about the Russian invasion. He tells the UN General Assembly,
Ukraine is doing everything to ensure that after Russian aggression, no one in the world will dare to attack any nation.
Russia's a Security Council member, and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is expected to attend the special session. The Federal Reserve Bank today announces its decision on interest rates.
The central bank is expected to hold interest rates steady, a step consistent with the Fed's shift to a slower and more considered pace of rate increases. However, Fed Chair Jerome Powell will deliver new economic projections and signal whether rates could be increased at one of the remaining two Fed meetings of the year.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. That interest rate announcement is at 2 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police investigating after a student drugged at a frat party over the weekend. They say it happened early Sunday at a frat at Gregory Drive in Euclid Street. The female student handed two open drinks by party attendees. The student went home and called police before going to the hospital for medical evaluation. Four people facing charges from the Illinois Attorney General's office in connection to organized retail theft in the Mattoon area. The Attorney General said four are accused of stealing tools, electronics, and equipment totaling $24,000. They were arrested after a multi-jurisdictional investigation, including Mattoon Police. Office of the State Fire Marshal offering fire departments and ambulance services across the state a chance to purchase small equipment and tools through grant money. The OSFM offering $4 million to help eligible agencies buy equipment. It's now accepting applications for this money, the money coming from the Small Equipment Grant Program. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Our weather with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Carl.
Prostate Cancer Awareness Month in progress now. Discuss the screening with your healthcare provider, especially if your risk is higher. Go to carl.org for information.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. While clusters of showers, thunderstorms play out in the Mississippi River Valley on westward and up along and north of the I-80 corridor, we sit in good shape here in East Central Illinois. Warm days, pleasant nights, humidity for now in check. And yeah, it's more or less a summery feel, even well past the old equinox rolling in here in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday. No changes to football Saturday's forecast, with temperatures in the 80s. Forecast for the day today is a day that features partly to mostly sunny skies, warm weather again, southeast to south winds at a high at about 82, average high this time of the year at around 77. We'll bottom out tonight with increasing clouds and 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm southeasterly breezes at a high near 83. Sunshine at 85, the Friday outlook. Saturday, with autumn clocking in at 1:50 in the morning, a partly cloudy afternoon. Kickoff high temperature at around 84 degrees. We do get into a couple of isolated, widely scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, high 75 to 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
It's Wednesday. And good morning, everybody, on our social media, YouTube channel, and Facebook Live.
Yes.
Stand by for interruption. Ladies and gentlemen, from Bible study in New Orleans, Louisiana, where we all should be 24/7, Brother Johnny. Johnny!
Hey, good morning, CJ.
He is, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, a lawyer with advanced degrees, New York Times bestselling author. Not afraid to roll up his sleeves and go into the swamp.
Absolutely.
It is Ed Martin. Ed, how are you?
I've got my hip waders on up to my chest, so I'm in here in the swamp. Before we get to anything else, I got to tell you guys, you're the first in the world In the next 24 hours, I am going to break, I'm serious, major news. I found the guys that built the gallows yesterday during the hearing up on Capitol Hill. The ranking Democrat, Torres is her name, she said, oh, my gosh, they built the gallows. They built the gallows on January 6th. It's terrible. Oh, my gosh, she showed a picture of it. Except what she didn't show was that the Select Committee for 18 months run by Pelosi and the gang and the FBI hasn't even bothered to look at the video. I looked at the video, and I call it the gallows gang. There's five men that built the gallows on the morning of January 6th. They don't look like MAGA. They look like something else. And I'm going to put that out in the next 24 hours, and now we'll see. The media will ignore it, but I think that the people that care about what happened on January 6th will say, that looks like that was a staged event. Who are those people?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll find one of them is identifiable. I think we'll find that person pretty quickly, and we may have a few more answers on what was going on January 6th. So there you have it. Breaking news right here on the Stevie J Show.
Yeah, and that's good, and it supports the theory that appears obvious that it was staged. Why would Pelosi go out of her way to not cover the Capitol? And anyway, well, good job, Ed. Yeah, that sounds like
And let me tell you the really best way to position it. When Bubba Wallace noticed that the rope that in the garage at NASCAR was tied up in what looked like a noose, remember it was like the handle, and he called the FBI. The FBI was there in an hour, and they had a report out in 48 hours. We've had 2.5 years, and the FBI hasn't gotten to the bottom of the gallows that had a noose on it. So you say to yourself, well, what is it we care about here? It looks like we care about messaging, and so we're just going to see. We'll get to the bottom of it. And I think more and more of those things, those moments are coming out into the open. You know, someone said the machinery is open now. You can see what's happening under the hood here, whether it's the Biden crime families influence peddling, whether it's the January 6th fakery down in Texas, guys. They tried to run out the attorney general, Ken Paxton. They impeached him, the rhinos and the Democrats, and he beat the impeachment. They were supposed to impeach him and convict him and throw him out of office. He beat it. And here's what you better do if you're gonna go for the AG. You better take him out because now he's mad and he's looking at everybody and he's ready to fight. So I think more and more of these things are breaking out into the open, and we can feel a little better about our chances.
Okay, yesterday at the United Nations, our president went to the podium.
I look forward to working with all of you to do even more in the future. I'm genuinely looking forward to following up on this meeting because we are stronger, and I genuinely believe the world is safer when we stand together, our five nations.
Wow. I mean, Ed, wow. I'm sorry.
That wasn't that inspiring as far as energy.
No, my goodness. You've called it elder abuse. It's just such a sad. He's not going to be the candidate. Anybody want to bet any money on this? There's no way.
I'll take the bet. I think at this point, honestly, it's Weekend at Bernie's deal. They're going to prop him up there. They'll come up with some crisis, something that makes it so he won't travel as much. He's not leaving. I mean, he may leave in an ambulance because of health issues or worse, but he's not leaving of his own volition. And I that meeting up there, by the way, it's the UN General Assembly, but it's actually halfway point to a 15-year hoax. The 15-year hoax is the Sustainable Goals Initiative that they started in 15, and it's all this climate hoax where basically we get to pay and nobody else pays. You know, yesterday Donald Trump tweeted, we've spent $200 billion in the Ukraine, America, and Europe has spent about a tenth of that. And, you know, who's the joke on here? They said they're the ones threatened by Russia overrunning Europe, and we're paying $200 billion. Same deal at the UN. And here's what the message is. And right now, America is being overrun by our adversaries because the White House is housed for an invalid. And they love it, and people love it in the world. They're going to prop him up and keep running this game, and you know, it's terrible for the country. But I'll take the bet. I think he will be the nominee.
Unbelievable. Johnny.
Well, Eddie, I got to ask you. I keep hearing from people who are sure Michelle Obama is going to announce to run. I don't know where that's coming from.
No way.
I haven't seen any evidence of it other than just random people saying, yeah, Michelle's running, Michelle. But, Stevie, I'm starting to think that the people who opened the border, defunded the police, drove up crime, ran inflation wild, and scrapped our energy program might actually think, and they think it's going great, Eddie. They might think Biden can win, too.
Unbelievable.
And I don't think Joe Biden will win.
Hey, okay, it's Brother Johnny and Ed Martin on the Tavern's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5. Okay, Johnny, so what happened this last weekend? You were talking to some important people.
Well, it was Senator Kennedy. We were supporting our attorney general. We had a visitor from out of state, the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, which I was glad to meet her, and she's a great person. She stood up, Eddie, to the to whether or not to close her state businesses, churches, and schools. And I asked her, "Did you get a lot of pressure?" She just laughed. She said, "Well, I looked at what the story was. I talked to the doctors, and we just didn't think it was necessary, nor did I think I had the power. So we stuck together." She said she got at Stevie a conference call with 20 governors, who didn't want to shut their state. And the next time they had it, they said, "Let's keep talking." It was 14 governors, then 8 governors, then 3 governors. Eddie Willis, she was the last she met. The only one who did case was this Kristi Noem.
So you talked to Kristi Noem.
Yeah, and she, you'd like her, it's Governor Noem for you, Steve. Yeah, Chris and I got along.
Well, I mean, there's been buzz, Ed, about if Donald Trump's the guy, and it looks like he will be, that he'd pick Kristi Noem to be the vice president.
Well, you know, look, the reason why is obvious. She's been vetted. She ran for the House. She was in the U.S. Congress for a couple terms, then she ran for governor, and she's got experience. And as Johnny will tell you, I met her once up close. I mean, you talk about star power. She's a good-looking lady. She's very attractive, but she's tall and she's got a presence. She's got everything you need. Now, I wonder. I mean, I think Donald Trump made a comment that he was intrigued by the idea of a woman vice president. You know, I think it's probably leaning that way. We'll see. There's others out there, maybe, but yeah, no, she's real. By the way, the power of governors. You talk about a governor standing up. Over in Pennsylvania, the governor of Pennsylvania, Shapiro, announced yesterday that we're going to have automatic voter registration. He's just going to make sure anybody that thinks about Pennsylvania is registered to vote. Hmm. So here comes the big steal, 2024. They're not going to be able to do the same kinds of changes in the courts, but he's going to do this one in Pennsylvania. When, over the weekend, I was not in the meeting. It was a different meeting out in Arizona. And, people were saying it comes down to 30 counties where the race will be decided, and three or four of them are in Pennsylvania, where the governor of Pennsylvania is going to make it easier to steal the election. So, governors have power, and Kristi Noem has been one of the good ones.
Yeah, but she's got 3 electoral votes up there, so
yeah.
that's not going to help. Yeah. If you're going to have a woman, you got to look at North Carolina, which is not a slam dunk, and Nikki Haley's there. But I'd go for Kristi Noem. But Eddie, the automatic voter registration is almost given Pennsylvania to the Democrats. It's just cross it out. I mean, it's impossible to monitor a track and really just to control an outcome when there's no real structure to it and no traceability or any of the more lenient approaches. Just leave it more open to shenanigans. And that's just why, if you can call it election denial or not, I wish it was true that nobody would cheat, and that's what you have to believe with some of these systems that are set up. You have to believe, well, nobody would cheat.
Okay, Donald Trump was asked about the 5 hostages released from Iran, and then we released 5 hostages as well, or not hostages, 5 people detained in America, most likely terrorists.
They made a deal, as you know, for 5 hostages. I said, all right, that sounds okay, 5 hostages. They had 5, we had 5, that sounds okay, but they forgot to tell me one thing. In addition to the hostages, they get $6 billion. You know that deal? You heard about that deal? That's not a good deal. That's not. What are they doing?
Yeah, doesn't that encourage more people being taken in foreign countries?
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, in a different era, these kinds of things are going on without much public scrutiny. You know, we're in an era where it's 24/7 and then online and all. So I acknowledge that the world is a lot different. But you're right. I mean, look, $6 billion would it be, right? And into Iran, who's who's been on their heels, and the people who get the money are not the people of Iran. It's not like, oh, wow, look at that. The students at Tehran University are going to get new laptops. No, the oligarchs that run that place and the Islamic fundamentalists are going to get the money. So, yes, it encourages other people, but more, Iran is not, this is not one of the ones we want to help strengthen. I mean, we spend $200 billion in Ukraine because we think that's a priority. I hate to be too dismissive here, but that's Christian on Christian to some extent. They may all be corrupt and dishonest and all, but at least sort of they're directionally not hating all of us in the West. Iran is totally hates us, and so it's just insane. And more importantly, back to my theme for the show, that we're being overrun as a nation because we don't have a leader who will stand up to these bastards. And so they're like, oh, giddy up, it's our chance. Let's do it. Next thing you're going to hear is Biden is floating that he may do one of these multilateral trade deals in the Pacific again, which are just designed to help the Chinese, and the other nations are rolling over for China because they're like, hey, we got that dope in the White House. Now's our chance, you know? So it's a terrible deal.
China, and then, you know, too, and I'm happy the hostages are free. That must have been a living hell. But, Steve, there's no possible way to know the death and destruction and the number of disasters that'll occur because of that $6 billion. That's what these people do with the money. And to give them that kind of power, which is the power of evil, is insane. And it's also evil. It's aiding and abetting. I mean, we have to get these people out of this. We know that, but I'm not sure everybody's quite there yet, Eddie.
So. Yeah.
217 texter, why do Republicans want to make it harder for people to vote?
Well, it's not hard to vote. If you can't wait a second, I want to know something else. Let me ask the texter to think about this. Is it really that hard to register between the 2 years between elections? Is it that big a deal to go register? If you don't want to vote, don't vote. But if you do, you can register. It doesn't have to automatically be registered. The reason it has to have a process with some sort of vetting where this person really exists is so that a bunch of votes don't show up from people who didn't vote. And you can say that never happened, but it probably happened to the tune of millions in the last few elections. And it's going to get worse. And that's why you make it not hard to vote, but not just taken for granted, you know,
exactly.
Taking out the trash. It is an important thing, and you have to agree to be identified and say, I live here and I can vote in this area and I'm going to show up and vote, or I want to have a ballot that I'll fill out and have some sort of a witness. You have to have some process to make sure it's real. That's all. It's not making it hard to vote. It shouldn't be given to you as if it doesn't mean anything. You know, if it's free, it's probably not worth much. And that's just how it is. You have to do something, at least make a promise. I'm voting on my own. And I appreciate that right. That's my take on that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, it's I don't know who the protector was, but it's such a stupid talking point. And my kids, you know, my young kids say that's an NPC thing to say. You know, basically that's what my grandfather would have called the guy, a moron. You're just saying something stupid. Voting is valuable. Voting in America is a big deal. People want to come from all over the world. In fact, they're rushing our southern border to get here. And so it's meaningful. Anything meaningful, you have meaningful things around it. You say, this is important to us, and therefore, what are we doing? When you have people that fraudulently vote, fraudulently register, when they say voting doesn't matter, they're demeaning the country and our people. So it's the exact opposite of the point they made. It's when no one is trying to say it's difficult to vote. We're saying it's powerful, it's important, it's meaningful. I wouldn't let you walk into my church and participate in my ceremony if you were wearing your Satan hat, because I would say, you know what, this is meaningful. You have to have a set of a buy-in to this. So, right now we're watching our institutions. See, the left loves this. They're denigrating our institutions, so we hate our institutions. And that's the worst thing you can do. They don't mind. And so they don't mind saying voting is, we need to make it meaningful. It used to be a big deal.
Yeah.
If you didn't vote, you were really not a nice participating person, and you had to go through the hoops. Right. So it's a crazy system.
All right.
I mean, crazy that people are saying that.
The last minute I've got with Johnny and Ed today, and I'll start with you, Ed. They've changed the dress code in the Senate where John Fetterman can wear shorts and a hoodie. What in the world are we doing? Talk about denigrating.
Exactly, exactly. This again, it's a theme. We got an adult, a dementia victim in the White House. No one is stepping up to say, "We love you, Dad or Grandpa. Get that. Go come home and let us hug you." And so now we say another guy that's adult is all going to say, "I want to wear a sweatshirt and a hoodie." You know, look. The reason why we dress up is not because the clothes matter. It's because the people in the clothes are made in the image and likeness of God, and it's worthy of our respect. A senator is worthy of a suit and tie or a suit, a dress or whatever it would be. It's just insanity. And the rest of the world is looking, and they're not thinking, "Boy, you're hip." They're thinking, "You guys are breaking down. Your culture is breaking down," and they're not wrong.
Well, I got to tell you, Eddie, you're correct with Steve. It's appropriate for Fetterman. It's an honest thing. He has no respect. He doesn't care. He doesn't worry about anyone else. And that's our senator. And I think Eddie nailed it. It's a matter of simple respect and putting it at a higher level. This is important. What we're doing here affects all the lives of our fellow Americans. And he doesn't care.
Well,
Stevie, I got to tell you this one line. This is the greatest line I heard on this. Greg Gutfeld, I give him credit, said, "Even Frankenstein wore a sport coat."
And the visitors that visit still have to have the dress code. Yeah. The visitors have to be.
Yeah.
So, but not John Fetterman. Guys,
that's
I appreciate
that elite thing. Yeah, you're right. It's breaking us down. They're trying to break us down. So we'll see if we can hold on.
Eddie and Johnny. Eddie, how do people find you?
PhyllisSchlafly.com, guys. PhyllisSchlafly.com is our great website. And on Twitter or X, I'm battling away at Eagle Ed Martin. So thanks, guys.
Steve,
have a great week.
I know you got to go, but Eddie, how was the weekend? How did you do down there in St. Louis?
It was fantastic. Actually, the biggest thing, we got to talk about it again. The biggest thing we had was somebody doing a hand ballot counting, hand voting, paper ballots and hand counting. It was extraordinary to see. So it turned out great. Okay, there was a lot of great things going on in this country. That's what gives me hope.
Guys, I appreciate both of you. Keep praying for us, Johnny. We appreciate you.
Thank you, CJ.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5 on our Tapman's Joint phone line. Check of weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you the fall programming is upon us, and if you want to get your kids signed up for some great classes and enrich their lives and, take all the fitness and health things, urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, Memphis, Saturday, warm, late summer weather continues on to the foreseeable future and in the longer ranges as well, at least through the rest of the month and perhaps even the very beginning part of October around here, with temperatures at or well above seasonal expectations, including today. We'll top out around 82 under a mostly sunny sky. Any organized rain up north of the Kankakee and west of the Illinois again for the day today. Southeast to south breezes, overnight lows tonight, either side of 60, with increasing cloudiness for the day tomorrow. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, southeast winds, and a high near 83. Down to the lower 60s tomorrow night, more unseasonably warm weather for the day Friday and Saturday too. 85 on Friday, 84 kickoff time Saturday afternoon. That'll be the first day of fall, would you believe? Then a couple of isolated to widely scattered showers and thunderstorms for Sunday and Monday. Lingering chance on Tuesday. Dry the middle and late parts of next week. Daytime temperatures between 75 and 80. That's a few degrees above average still. Overnight readings 55 to 60. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm Meteorologist Greg Soldier.
If you need an appliance, I've got the Stever. You can't get this ever except through this program. I'm handing somebody $500 to go spend at least $1,000 at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. But you need it. And this will help. Stuff's expensive. $500 doesn't hurt anybody. If you're interested, you need an appliance, just text in DVD or Dick Van Dyke. $500 toward your purchase, minimum purchase of $1,000 at Dick Van Dyke Appliance. You can go to GoSteever.com as well. Ladies and gentlemen, good vibes, superstar, Steve Schuterman. I called you earlier in this week, didn't I? Because we're both at the senior moments where I don't remember. Do you remember taking my call?
I do remember taking your call. I was thinking yesterday, you need a lamp put into your projector.
I have the lamp. Did I tell you that? Okay, so I'm 900 years old. How are you, Steve? Nice to see you again, huh?
I am good. Right, I can see you clearly through this telephone. Hey, Yesterday, Sony released the order for the 2023 mini LED TVs. This is the new technology.
Mini LED?
Yeah, we got your QLEDs, your OLEDs, your LEDs, and now your mini LEDs, and there'll be hybrids. There's QD OLEDs. There's so many LEDs, but the mini LEDs are bright. They're backlit by thousands of tiny LEDs. And if you have a sunny room that you want to be able to watch TV in, you know, white paint on the wall, something where it's bright and the TV just gets washed out a little bit, fear not, because these things will outshine the sunniest room that,
really?
That there is. So those are on the way. We hope we'll have them up by the weekend, because I got the tracking notice yesterday. Tomorrow I'm going back in the studio to record some spots with Luke Goody.
Hey,
we can revise the running Goody vibes joke. Yeah. it's been kind of fun. We're really lucky to have been able to hook up with such an exemplary athlete and person.
Yeah.
To endorse their our routine here. I wrote this one script that's sort of a boomer millennial thing, and I read it and say Luke wouldn't be that disrespectful. He wouldn't even want to read those lines. So we'll have a little fun with it.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's really exciting.
September 30, end of our fiscal. So we got deals. We got deals. Eclipse is helping out with a flash sale that ends this weekend. So their monitors, they're our best selling soundbars, their new subs, everything they've got that matters is all knocked down hundreds of dollars. The one of the subs is $360 off.
Wow.
And then the LG OLEDs are starting to drop to their more natural price points from the introductory level. So lots of reasons to see us that have to do with sound and picture.
Well, and for me, people who are tailgating, Steve, and they want to take it up a notch, some of the stuff that you talk about being deeply discounted, take it up a notch at your tailgate. I'm a couple in now, and there's some people that really love the technology at their tailgate party.
Well, first of all, the dish tailgater all by itself, the portable dish, really makes it easy to get your high definition content wherever you go. They're not expensive; they're less than $300 to buy the device. You need a dish, receiver to get it, so that's in there too. But but that does enhance. You see them all over the Memorial parking lots.
And you can buy like a day pass or something on dish.
Yeah,
really? Wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, you know something I don't.
Okay,
but I know.
I thought you could do whatever, like a tailgate. Wasn't there a tailgate, or is that direct? Maybe that was direct.
If you buy a month and you don't use the whole month, you get credit for the unused portion of your time to roll over to the next time you turn it on. So they're real fair about how they charge.
Well, listen, you got to go to Good Vibes. Were you a Jim Croce fan?
Yeah.
He was on an airplane this day in history.
50 years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked him. I thought he was really, really...
I think he was only 30 when he passed away.
I think that's correct. But boy, I just liked his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Back when Steve was opening Good Vibes, stuff like this was playing.
You know, tug on Superman's cape.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got a name. Time in a bottle.
Time in a bottle. I mean, he had a lot of stuff. Here you go, Steve. I got this one for you. It's my request. My request. Going out there to Steve. Come on, baby. Anyway, how can people find you?
Easily found at gvibes.com on the web, or in person at 2010 Round Barn Road.
I'm telling you, I just go every time I see the new stuff.
I love it.
Mini LED, that'll be fun in a sunny room. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, thanks, you guys.
You know, we were talking about some of the elections in that conversation with Ed Martin and Brother Johnny, and someone chimed in on our Facebook feed about County Clerk Aaron Ammons, and he's due on next week on the 27th after 8 a.m.
8 a.m. next week from today. Aaron Ammons will be on from 8 to 8:30. Well, if you want to ask questions, he knows my position. I'd like to tighten things up. I don't like the drop boxes. I don't like necessarily a ton of voter by mail. You can't do anything if you have five people voting at home, one could fill it out. He can't do anything about that. I mean, what are you going to do? Anyway, more on that next Wednesday. You're welcome to text him and everything else. And I like Jim Croce.
Me too.
They're flying from Louisiana to Austin, Texas for another concert they just finished. This time, not Time in a Bottle, one I just played.
Name. I got a name.
I got a name. That was being released tomorrow.
see.
It was a day before, and that's when the plane crashed. A pilot error. He hit a tree on takeoff.
Oh, shit.
It was late at night.
Man.
That's a shame. Five people died. We will be back. It's our friend, superstar anchor, Fox News star, Griff Jenkins.
Nice.
We'll be next. Stand by. ESPN 93.5.
And I carry it with me like my daddy did. But I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.